Welcome to Regions Emerging Talent Program podcast series. I am Katie Fogg, and I'll be your host. This podcast is intended to provide you with detailed information on each of our emerging talent programs. In each episode, you'll hear from current emerging talent program analysts, hiring managers, and senior leaders, all discussing the roles, their organizational structure, interviewing processes, Regions culture, and diversity and inclusion. As you prepare for your future career plans, I hope this episode helps you choose the emerging talent program that is best for you, as well as give you a short introduction into the people you could work with at Regions. Now, let's start our conversation. Thank you for joining us today. We have a very talented group joining us from our human resources team. Today's panel includes Ryan King, Executive Vice President and Head of Talent Acquisition. Ryan, would you introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Katie. As Katie said, my name is Ryan King, and I have the fortunate opportunity to call 53 talent acquisition professionals my teammates. We have the responsibility of executing all talent acquisition needs for the bank, from the facilitation of internal mobility transactions to the full life cycle recruitment of external candidates. We support all business units enterprise-wide. Personally, I've been involved with the recruitment function for about 23 years now, and I did begin my employment postgraduate school with a bank in their commercial loan management training program. I still to this day look back to the time as a great learning experience and a time that helped me gain confidence and experience needed to launch my career.
Also joining us today, we have Susan Keith, Executive Vice President and Human Resources Business Partner. Susan, will you introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you, Katie. A little bit about me. I'm an Alabama undergraduate and grad school graduate. After graduate school, I spent 7.5 years with International Paper in human resources. The first 2 years of that program were in something very similar to the region's HR development program. And over my career, I've spent time as both a specialist, specifically in compensation, and in generalist roles in financial services and in the manufacturing businesses. I'd say the really good thing and cool thing about HR is that it doesn't tie you to a specific business. All options are open. And for the last 2 years, I've been in an HR business partner role supporting our HR, finance, and legal departments.
Thank you, Susan. That was a good handoff for Maria Sear. Maria is a vice president with us who has left HR and now works with our strategic execution and business transformation partner. Maria, will you introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you, Katie. I joined Regions as an HR development program associate back in 2013 after graduating from Auburn University with a degree in human resources. After completing the HR development program, I became an HR partner for our contact center and our collections team. And then after that role, spent some time as a compensation analyst before moving into my current position where I lead various process improvement project initiatives across the bank.
Also joining us today, we have Liz Sparrow. Liz is an Assistant Vice President and Talent Management Program Manager. Liz, will you introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Katie. I'm Liz Sparrow. I started with the bank back in 2014 through the HR Development Program. I did about 2.5 years of rotations and then was placed permanently as an HR Generalist for our North Central area, supporting the branches in our market. From there, I went on to be a compensation analyst, and most recently, my current role is a talent management program manager, focusing specifically on succession planning.
Emma Obley is also joining us today. Emma is in her second year of the Human Resources Development Program Associate role. Emma, will you introduce yourself?
My name is Emma, and I joined the bank in summer of 2018 when I was an intern for human resources. Then I came back the next summer of 2019 after I graduated from Auburn University as a full-time role in the Human Resources Development Program Associate. So I've been spending the past year rotating through different areas of HR, and for the next year, I will continue to do so until I get placed next summer in a full-time position.
Kennedy Hicks, our first-year HR Development Program Associate, is also joining us. Kennedy, will you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, of course. Thanks, Katie. My name is Kennedy Hicks. I just graduated this spring from the University of Alabama with degrees in Human Resources Management and Spanish. I started with Regions last summer as an intern for talent acquisition, and at the end of the summer, I accepted the Human Resources Development Program Associate role. I've been in this role since June 1st, where I began my two-year rotations throughout HR with HR Operations.
And last but not least is our newest member of the HR team, Justin Holditch. Justin is working with Learning and Development as our Human Resources Learning and Development Administrator. Justin, will you introduce yourself?
Yes, as Katie said, my name is Justin Holditch. I just graduated from Auburn this past spring. I was lucky enough to do an internship this summer with Regions, and it led into a full-time position that started this August with the Learning and Development Department and the Delivery section.
Thank you all. We have a great panel today, and I'm looking forward to hearing from each of you. Susan, I'd really like to start with you, if you don't mind. I'd love to get your feedback and perspective on what's the role of human resources at Regions. I know it means many things in many different places. So as you've worked as the HR partner for HR, I would love to get your perspective on what that role is and how the organization is impacted by HR.
Sure. I'd start by saying the big picture is that the role is for us to make life better for our associates, because HR, we are involved in every aspect of the employee's life cycle. And probably the best way to talk a little bit about that is to tell you about our HR model and how we're structured. We're structured by centers of excellence. And the first one I'd mention is talent acquisition. And I think Ryan's already given us a really good description of what they do. But they identify talent and they work with managers to fill open positions. But they also help develop pipelines of talent for future openings. And then I think about in that life cycle after an associate's hired, you know, how do they get onboarded to the organization? So the next center of excellence I'd talk about would be our HR operations group. And they make sure that that's a smooth onboarding process from the payroll team, which everybody wants to make sure they get paid appropriately and correctly. Our HRIS group, we have HR compliance is in that area, as well as our HR Connect team, which is the call center for our associates who might have questions. So you can reach out to them via phone or email or chat with them. And that's also in the operations group where our analytics and reporting group resides. And then we have our L&D team, which Justin is a part of. And they really work with our business groups to select and design and deliver training solutions or leader development programs. I'd speak next to our total rewards, another one of our COEs. And they just make sure that we're aligning our reward strategies with our business objectives. So if you think about that, think about compensation and then think about benefits are the key components of the total rewards team. And then we have what we refer to as our OAC, our Office of Associate Conduct, and they provide oversight of associate conduct, whether that's investigating a complaint or they could be consulting with a manager on how to manage an associate's performance. We also have a D&I COE. And they develop the strategies and practices to support a diverse and inclusive workplace. We have D&I networks in 9 of our major markets, as well as they sponsor many other D&I events throughout the year. We also have a talent management group. And once in the door, think about that group. How do we then measure the performance of our teams and ensure that we have succession plans and development plans in place for them? And lastly would be our HR business partners in the strategic delivery. And what I'd say for the HR business partners are we're the group that kind of pulls all that together. We get to be the quarterback. We provide support to senior leaders and then tap into those COEs as they're needed. So think of this role as really bringing the right resources to the table at the right time to solve a human capital issue. I hope that's helpful.
That's really helpful, Susan. Lots of work and lots of opportunity there. As we think about all those roles and all the COEs that we have within HR, Ryan, I'd love to get your perspective on how the Emerging Talent Program within Human Resources supports that company structure and adds value to our HR team.
Katie, for starters, members of the HR Emerging Talent Program are the future of HR and the company. They're so fortunate to be able to work on a rotational basis throughout the many different areas within HR. The exposure they receive, the projects they get to work on the job training is second to none. I personally rely on the EPP team members to share a different perspective of things for me. They tend to see things through a different spectrum, given the generational gap between us. It's been very helpful and productive thus far in the couple of years that I've participated.
Thanks, Ryan. That's really helpful. Susan, I want to circle back to you and ask for you to explain the HR Emerging Talent Program a little bit more. So if we think about that, it has the HR Development Program, often called the HRDP position, as well as a group of internships. Can you talk about the difference between the HRDP program and the internship program?
Certainly. The development program is really a two-year program where participants are going to rotate through the various centers of expertise before being permanently placed. But the internship, that interns are really hired based on the centers of excellence the COE needs. So a COE would identify a project, something that they need work on, and then we would hire based on those needs. Our two most recent HR development hires actually participated in our internship program, and we've also hired interns directly into HR, Justin, the most recent, but we've also had hires into our Office of Associate Conduct and into HR operations. So I think it's a great way, the internship program, for someone to get their foot in the door.
Really good stuff. So as I think about the different programs that we have, I'd love to kind of move more into the recruiting aspect of that and think about it from a hiring manager perspective. So Ryan, as you think through looking at resumes and being part of the talent acquisition team, what are skills and requirements that students should have if they're going to apply to some of the HR Emerging Talent programs?
Yeah, thanks, Katie. I get asked this question fairly often, and I'll explain this the same way that I explained it to my 16-year-old high school junior. Learning, studying, and challenging yourself in school and making good grades is an extremely important piece of the puzzle. Don't get me wrong. But being involved in extracurricular activities is what will truly set you apart from your competition. Everything in this world today is so competitive. So from my perspective, I look for leadership roles in clubs, organizations. I look for project work. I look for leadership roles within project teams. I look for outside the box, meaning outside of your major internship and co-ops. These are the things that truly make you and your resume stand out from the others.
Really good stuff, Ryan. Thanks. Susan, come back to you one more time. I'd really be helpful if you would explain kind of the process each summer for interns moving into full-time opportunities. I know you mentioned earlier that we've hired multiple interns into different positions. So can you talk a little bit about that process?
Absolutely. If we have openings at the end of the summer or anticipate openings in the near term, we certainly encourage our interns, if they meet the qualifications for those openings, to apply. And they would go through an interview process much like anyone else. And it's really great for us because we've had the opportunity to get to know the intern through the summer and know their work product. But they've also had an opportunity to see if they really see themselves having a career at Regent. So I feel like the internships are just a really great segue into the organization.
I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you for that. Emma, I'd like to reach out to you now and see if you can share with the students listening how they may go about applying for some of the HR ETP programs.
Absolutely. Anybody who's interested in applying for one of the positions can apply at regions.com/EPP. Also, a lot of schools have the internship on their Handshake profile, so you can check that out. But everybody can apply at regions.com/EPP, and they will be posted on January of 2021.
Thank you. I'd love to hear from some of you guys that have gone through the recruiting process and get your perspective on what it's like to join Regions. So, Kennedy, as you worked as an intern last summer, then you've just recently started the HRDP rotation position. Can you talk a little bit about how your intern experience impacted your decision to accept the full-time role?
Sure, I'd love to, Katie. So going into my senior year, I decided to go to a dinner with Regents where I met Susan and Katie, and that's really where I learned about the position as an intern. So I went and applied for that, and after accepting that position, I was accepted as an intern under talent acquisition. And I remember going into the internship, I was a little nervous just because this would have been my first corporate work experience. But going in the day one, all those nerves kind of just went away. I had the opportunity to meet the other interns, make connections right away. We were able to learn things about each other, like hometowns, the schools we attended, and what we were studying in school, our interests within HR. And this really just kind of set the tone for the whole summer while giving me those connections and resources with others that were going to be going through the same experiences as me throughout the summer. But the majority of my summer with talent acquisition revolved around assisting the team with phone screening candidates. I also had the opportunity to screen resumes, forwarding candidates to different parts within the bank, proposed topics around talent acquisition strategic priorities, with time developing with hiring managers specific job criteria to attract top talent to the bank. What really interested me about this internship, as well as the Human Resources Development Program Associate role, was really, like Ryan said earlier, that rotational piece. And going throughout the internship with talent acquisition, even though that was my main focus, I still had opportunities to learn about the other areas of HR as well. And when this position was presented to me, I knew that this was a good opportunity for me, being able to look at areas like compensation, Office of Associate Conduct, learning and development, and diversity and inclusion.
Thanks, Kennedy. That was great. Emma, I know you had an experience similar to Kennedy's. You interned the summer before you joined the rotational program. Now that we've heard Kennedy kind of talk about what she learned in her internship, will you talk a little bit about what your first year throughout the HR rotational period has been like?
Sure. So as Katie said, I interned summer before I began full-time, and I interned with our learning and development group. And then when I started full-time as the HRDP, I started going through and rotating in ops, which is more of the internal processes and websites, the Office of Associate Conduct, which is internal complaints and investigations, compensation, which is pricing jobs, and I'm currently in my talent acquisition rotation, which is recruiting. And throughout all of these different rotations, I've learned how all the different parts of HR come together to support the bank, and how HR is so integral to all companies, but especially to Regions.
Really good stuff. Thank you. Justin, your experience was a little bit different. So as you interned and then moved into a full-time role, it was immediate. So you didn't kind of have that return to school process that Kennedy and Emma experienced. So will you talk a little bit about your decision throughout your internship to move into a full-time role and kind of how your experience with that process ended up?
I want to start off by saying my internship experience was a bit different. I was going into it at the somewhat beginning of the pandemic that's been going on. So that just told me a lot about Regions and how important the interns are to the company. So going in, I already felt very accepted and felt like they really wanted you to grow and experience within the role at Regions. So going into that, I was able to speak with a lot of people in the learning and development department. Even though I wasn't able to go to the office building, I was able to have different meetings with Sue Hingle, who's the head of L&D, my manager during the time, and then speak to different departments like the delivery department, and I was in the design department. So I spoke to a lot of people and saw how each department works and what they do in each department. And even outside of that, Katie held meetings, Katie and her team held meetings with the security team of Regions, you know, the accounting team, and you got to experience all of Regions in it. So it kind of just showed me how great of a company Regions is and how passionate everyone is within the job. So finishing my internship, I kind of sat back and realized, you know, this is a great company to work for. People love their job and they really want you to grow. So I strive very hard to get a position after my internship. I spoke with a lot of people and had a lot of meetings, and I was fortunate enough to get an open position in the delivery team of learning development. So that was kind of the process from internship into a full-time job.
Yeah, and I think that's the understatement of the year by saying it was just a little bit different being remote all summer. It was a big change, but it was the best we could do at the time. So thank you for mentioning that. I'd love to hear from all three of you. So Kennedy, Emma, and Justin, what skills did you learn in college that were most helpful to you as you prepared for your HR internship? Any advice that you would give the students listening?
I think learning in college, for me, the biggest things I learned or skills I learned were communication skills and prioritization. Communication skills in the sense that being able to work with the people on your team and communicating to them, do you have enough work? What are you getting out of the work that you're given? And having that back and forth so that you can give the team the opportunity to help you steer you in the right direction to the position that you want, as well as prioritization as well, being able to tackle those projects that are given to you and figuring out through your communication skills which ones need to be handled first rather than later. And as far as advice goes, I'd say for college students, utilize the resources that are provided at your universities and really just take advantage of the opportunities to make those connections and to be open for whatever's up for your future.
I would agree with Kennedy about communication being a really big part of being prepared for work outside of college. A big thing is, yes, you want to know how to study and do your work and do it on time. But there was another part where you really want to know how to network. So getting into the internship, I was able to speak with a lot of professors, and I joined the Society of Human Resource Management. And those were big with me trying to find internships and getting my role with Regions. So just being able to communicate with people and talk with groups and work with groups is a big part of that, I think, learning in college.
Yeah, and I'm going to second everything that Kennedy and Justin said, but I'm also going to say just things that you do in college, like asking questions, being open to learn, not being afraid to make mistakes and learning from those mistakes are all things that you can learn in college and then bring them to your full-time job and continue to do so, because we're all just growing in our roles and in our careers. And so where you start is really important on how you are able to leverage the rest of your career. So just being sure to be open and learning and continuing to be curious and ask questions.
Really good advice. Thank you, guys. I want to also kind of back into the choice to come work in HR. So Emma and Justin, neither of you actually had an HR degree, but chose to choose this path to start your career. Can you talk a little bit about what made that decision for you and what skills were transferable from your degree into HR?
My major was in public relations, and I was able to do two internships that were more PR focused. And from those experiences, I was able to take what I learned and use them in looking for a new opportunity that's not as traditionally PR as they usually are. And so I knew that with HR, I could be a part of somebody's growth and development and their impact and the perspective that they have on their career. And with HR, things are always changing. So just not feeling like I'm doing the same thing every day and I always have a new experience, that was something that really stood out to me with HR. And with my PR education, a lot of things that were able to help me when I made this transition were my public speaking classes, being able to communicate, my writing classes, being able to not only say what I want, but also write it down. And then Microsoft Excel is very important when it comes to HR and just being open to learn and continue to grow and be curious.
And for me, it was a bit different. My major that I was working towards in the beginning of university was civil engineering. So I already had a bit of experience with an internship doing that path, and it was something that was interesting for me, but I didn't enjoy because I wasn't working with people. I did a lot of work alone and wasn't really around too many people. So I took a step back and spoke to a lot of people at the university about career paths and realized human resources was a path that I wanted to take because I was working with a lot of people. I was communicating. I always found it interesting to see how people fit in the workplace. So that was a path that I really wanted to take, and I started taking, and it led me to Regions and getting this job, thankfully. So my path was a bit different. There was a lot of trial and error, and I had some experience previously working in an office. So going into this internship, it really helped me to figure out how to take control of projects and how to stay organized and how to communicate with your employees or managers.
That's really helpful to students listening. Thank you both. I'd love to transition a little bit more now to a little bit of a more experienced career path. So Liz, I want to come to you and talk to you a little bit more in depth about what you've seen the transition of the Emerging Talent Program within HR and how you've progressed in your career. So I know you completed the what was then called MA program a few years ago, but that didn't have an opportunity for an internship. So you kind of came in a little bit more blind than the people we've heard from so far. So talk a little bit about what skills the program provided for you so that you can be successful in your career today.
Definitely. The structure has definitely changed a bit since I rotated, but I think the big thing that I took away from my time in the program and rotating in the program, and Ryan really hit on this earlier, is kind of the multiple lenses and knowledge that I gained through rotating through various areas of HR. So when you think about our centers of expertise or our COEs, they all really have overlap. So for example, a decision made in compensation on the total reward side could have downstream impacts or effects on the talent acquisition side. So having had exposure to all of these groups and being able to connect those dots and look at things from a different perspective has really allowed me to have more of a strategic impact earlier on in my career. And I would say has really been the most invaluable takeaway from the program as a whole.
Maria, similarly to Liz, you started in the MA program, but now you're working with the Six Sigma team. How have you been able to leverage the skills that you obtained in HR to be successful in your current role?
Great question, Katie. So I would probably say that while the role that I'm in now is very data and analytics intensive, my team's ability to improve a business process or elevate performance or even complete a full-scale transformation effort for a business group ultimately hinges on our ability to understand the people elements that are impacting the business. So I would say that having experience in multiple areas of HR has really equipped me to help leaders think more broadly about their business and what enhancements could be made to optimize performance. As it relates to HR, an example would be oftentimes over the course of a project, I could find that maybe the root cause of an issue is stemming from something like an ineffective organizational structure or maybe an incentive plan that's not rewarding the desired behavior, or maybe even a need for new or improved training programs. And those are all things that I learned about in the HR development program. And so as it relates to skills, in many ways, the skills that were applicable during my time in HR are still applicable in my current role. And those would include things like listening skills, being intellectually curious, critical thinking, problem solving. Emma mentioned Excel, data analysis and presenting data, and then also discretion with sensitive information, I think is something that I've carried over with me into my current role.
That's really helpful. And I think it's always good to have an outside perspective sometimes when you've been in HR a long time. You just take those things for granted. So thank you for sharing that experience as you've moved around a little bit and been able to see it from an outsider perspective. Susan, that makes me want to come to you as well, as I know that you've had the opportunity to support many of our interns and our HRDPs throughout their career progression. Will you speak to the different early career paths and job opportunities that you've seen some of our interns and new graduates actually succeed in HR?
Sure. Maria was actually the first HRDP that I worked with, and I think you've heard about her exciting career. And then Liz spent time in compensation and now in talent management, so you've heard about a few of those. Two of our other fairly recent HRDP graduates are now compensation consultants, and I think Liz spoke to that a little bit. Great place to learn about the organization and the structure of the organization and what roles are in the organization and the value placed on those. And then our most recent HRDP graduate is in an analytics role in our strategic delivery team. So that's quite different than the others. In addition to Justin, we've also hired several of our interns as direct hires. I think I mentioned HR Connect, OAC, and then also in talent acquisition. I'm not really sure I have a lot to add to what Kennedy, Emma, and Justin have mentioned with their internships. But again, I view that internship as a real win-win. Not just for the intern, but for the company as well.
Thanks, Susan. Ryan, I'd love your perspective as well. You kind of see it from the senior manager level. How do you value hires that have this type of internship rotational experience? I know you kind of referenced it in the early part of it, but I'd love for you to go a little more in depth here about that experience and how it can be a benefit to this intern.
Well, given that most everyone coming out of college is truly entry level, I certainly place more value on a candidate out of college that has a variety of internships, or maybe even someone who has worked in a rotational type program in the past. I've even reviewed mid to senior level resumes before and noticed that they had previously participated in rotational type programs. And I'd be lying if I didn't admit that I placed those resumes in a higher regard. It shows that you're willing to take initiative, shows that you're willing to truly own your career, and also displays the simple fact that you have real-world working experience that your competitor, meaning the person sitting next to you waiting to interview for the same job, may not have.
Liz, I'm going to come to you as well. I know you've had the opportunity to manage some of our interns in the past. I'd love to hear your perspective on how that's helped those students as they start their careers in the experience that they received in the internship?
I think for a lot of the interns that I've worked with in particular, this has really been their first real exposure to an experience in a corporate environment. So aside from learning about HR, which is a big piece of it, they really get to see how professionals work together, communicate, and interact in a professional setting. And Justin mentioned earlier, our interns this summer had a virtual experience, and it really was a learning experience for everybody involved. But I think it gave them really great insight into how a corporate company adapts and communicates in a virtual environment as well.
I love that. It's so true. We can teach you HR, but those other things, those intangibles are really important. So thanks, Liz. Maria, I'd love to hear your perspective, especially as you're slightly removed from management of interns, but what skills would you say are most valuable for the students that come into HR?
You know, I think the beauty of the HR development program and just HR at Regions in general is that we do have a really great team of senior leaders who will ensure that all of the technical and Regions-specific knowledge you need to be successful gets transferred over to you. And so kind of going back to what I mentioned earlier, beyond just that technical piece, I think the skills that are most valuable to be successful are things like intellectual curiosity, especially in HR. I think it's important to have a desire to understand the why behind things and things like problem solving and being able to offer solutions to issues is important. And issues in HR could be anything ranging from a talent issue to a compensation issue, maybe performance training or any other people-related matter. And then I would also say another skill that was important to me, especially in my early days with the company in HR, was resourcefulness and really just taking initiative. The HR development program is really unique because it allows you to build a network across many different divisions of HR in the bank in general. And so as an HRDP associate, I think you can be successful by leveraging the contacts and the learnings that you've gained from prior rotations and then sharing that knowledge as you continue to move forward in your career.
A great point, Maria. And as we kind of think of networking and kind of connecting with others on the team, I'd love to kind of shift our focus a little bit to Regions culture. I know it's important for that to play a part as you decide the type of role you want and the type of company that you want to work for. So as we think about all of the HR positions within Regions, they're located in Birmingham, Alabama, the site of our corporate office. So I'd love to hear the young professional opinion of what it's like to be in Birmingham. So Emma, Liz, would you mind sharing any pointers that you have of what it's like to be a young professional in Birmingham?
Yeah, absolutely. I joke, how much time do I have to talk about all the pros of living in Birmingham? A lot of things are really great about Birmingham. It's a good size. It's continuing to grow. There's a really friendly culture in Birmingham of, you know, making new friends, talking to coworkers, making friends with them outside of work as well as inside work. There are so many opportunities in Birmingham to central location. You can go to Nashville or Atlanta or the beach. And the food is so good. I'm such a foodie. There's always a new fun restaurant to try or a hole in the wall that somebody else might tell you about. We've got a lot of sports teams here. We've got soccer. We've got a new stadium getting built. So there's a lot going on in Birmingham, and it's really exciting to be here and be a part of it all and watch it grow. And then when it comes to, you know, maybe a con of Birmingham, it's hard to find one, but one that I might use is that my parents live 5 minutes away from me. But that could also be turned into a pro, especially during quarantine. It's been nice having them nearby and being able to step in and help if it's necessary.
I'm from Birmingham as well. And I think the city has just continued to grow in the 6 years that I've been back since college. And one of the things that I was kind of nervous about being from Birmingham and coming back here was actually kind of knowing too many people. So seeing the same people that maybe I saw in high school all the time. But I know both Emma and I have been pretty intentional about getting involved in different ways and meeting different people. And we are both on junior boards that have exposed us to other young professionals that work for other companies. And so that's been a really great way to get involved with the community and meet other people as well.
A great perspective. Thank you both. Maria, as we think about the region's culture, I wanted to ask you a little bit about it because you've had the opportunity to work here in Birmingham with us, but you've also moved to Austin, Texas and seen that location and what the culture is like there. Will you talk about Regions overall as the culture that you've experienced and how the different geographic locations may vary from one to the other?
Sure, absolutely. So in my experience, Regions really does have a very special and positive culture. It's a place where people genuinely care about one another. And I think most people who work here would agree with that statement. It's really nice to see that Regions does make decisions that are aligned with our five values, which are do the right thing, put people first, focus on the customer, reach higher, and enjoy life. And you see that culture kind of permeate throughout the organization, regardless of what team you're on or what location. I know you mentioned that I've had experience working both at our corporate headquarters in Birmingham as well as in our Austin, Texas office. And what I would say in terms of the differences, I would probably just say that while the cultures of both of those cities are quite different, the region's culture is very consistent actually across both locations. And it was kind of a place that felt like home, especially when I first moved to Austin. So I've seen that stay very consistent.
I love that. The region's family. It's a real thing, no matter what location you're in. I'd also like to hear perspective of what the HR culture is like. I'd love to hear it from Kennedy and Justin as you're really new to this, and then hear it from Ryan maybe after that to, as he has experienced other HR departments, but also has been here a little bit longer than both Kennedy and Justin. So will you new hires give us a little bit of perspective on what you think the HR culture is like here at Regions?
Of course. So being virtual, it's a little bit different. You know, you don't get that experience with the culture in the office. But, you know, being in meetings and attending seminars with managers and other employees of the company, you kind of get that experience with everyone really cares about each other and they want to listen to each other and ask questions. Some of the meetings I've been in with the Learning and Development Department, with Sue Hingle talking, who's the head of L&D, you can tell that she's really passionate about what she does and she really cares about everyone that works under her and works with her. I mean, she's always open for people asking questions and wants to be there for people. So that's kind of a big thing for the culture in HR for me that I've sort of experienced. And even sitting in meetings with other departments in HR, you kind of get that same atmosphere with people really care about each other and what's going on in the world and want people to talk to each other and, you know, figure things out. So that's kind of a big part of the culture that I've experienced so far.
And I definitely agree with Justin with that, as well as Maria. The culture within HR is very family oriented, I would say. Regions associates are offered great benefits and flexibility that make it easy to find that work-life balance. And they really encourage you to use that vacation time and use that time to spend with family, as well as rewarding, honestly. Seeing associates that exceed expectations, they're recognized. And that's really exciting to see on a daily basis as well. And another word I would say to describe the culture within HR here at the bank is collaborative. And that's something that I've really seen being in this rotational role, is that associates work really well with one another, both within and between departments.
Good stuff from our newest hires. Ryan, I'd love to hear your perspective that's been with the bank a little bit longer than both Kennedy and Justin.
Thanks, Katie. I love answering this question about culture, specifically as it relates to regions, because I have worked in some places where the culture was not that great or strong. But my belief is that culture starts at the top of any organization, and leadership is the key driver there. We have a chief HR executive whose number one strength is harmony, and he displays that in his interactions with not only his HR leadership team and HR associates, but with the entire region's associate population. We as a company care a great deal about our people. It's evident in our actions and decisions throughout the course of a really, really tough 2020. I've never in my 25 years of working been as proud to work for a company as I am to work for Regions.
That's awesome, Ryan. Thank you for sharing that. I'd like to talk a little bit to maybe Susan and Maria. I think, Susan, you've been with the bank a good while, and Maria as well. So hear your perspective on what it's like to be a woman working in the financial services industry.
I guess I'll start. I've spent my entire HR career in either manufacturing or in financial services industries. Manufacturing was much more male-dominated than banking, and it was a little more difficult to acclimate. I think I mentioned I worked with International Paper, and it would not have been unusual for me to go into a paper mill and be the only female on the floor in steel-toed shoes and a hard hat and safety glasses. It has never felt that way at the bank. I'd say it's been a great industry and provided me a lot of opportunities to grow and develop. My mom spent 42 years in the banking industry, afforded her the opportunity. She started as a teller and through tuition reimbursement got her degree and became a top producing branch manager for many years before she retired. That said, I've really seen a lot of changes. When I started at the bank, believe it or not, women had to wear suits every day with hose and closed-toed shoes. And we probably looked a lot like the men who were walking around. So I'd say being female in financial services at that time probably wasn't all that celebrated. But today, we're in an environment that really allows us to bring our authentic selves to work every day. And our policies and our benefits are much more supportive, not only of working mothers, but of parents in general.
I would echo everything that Susan just mentioned. In the past, I guess, 7 years that I've been with Regions, I've really seen our company and just the financial services industry in general embrace women even more. We're starting to see more women occupy key leadership positions. Susan mentioned that our policies are starting to adjust as time goes on. Things like maternity leave, flexible working benefits have been improved, which I think will continue to accommodate more women being successful in this field.
Thank you both. I'd like to talk a little more broadly, so not just women, but Liz, would you talk a little bit about what you've seen regions do overall to ensure inclusivity and diversity are part of our culture?
I think we are and continue to have an increased focus on the strategic importance of diversity and inclusion. So not just within our associate population, but also among our customers and the communities we serve. Internally as a company, I think we have really started to have more open and honest conversations around diversity and inclusion through dialogue in our conversations with Clara series and table talks. We're really working as a company to help us all understand and accept differences in each other. And so I personally am part of the Birmingham Diversity and Inclusion Network here. It's really a group of associates who serve as allies and advocates for others within Birmingham. And that's been a really great experience to see the impact that that group has had just in the short year that we've been a group. So really great things going on.
Ryan, how have you seen HR continue its commitment to diversity and inclusion?
You know, Katie, our renewed commitment to diversity and inclusion really started 2 years ago with the hiring of Clara Green as our head of diversity and inclusion. She has since built a team that strives to elevate our performance as a team to better serve our customers and communities. Our D&I vision for the company is pretty simple. Stand out, stand together, make life better. Through their strategies and activities, we are truly making a difference in raising awareness and expectations on the strategic importance of diversity and inclusion.
Thanks, Ryan. That's really good. We also kind of, as we look at our core values, consider giving back to the community as one of the top values that Regions holds close. We're very involved in many of the communities that we bank, where we both live and work. I'd love to hear your perspective on opportunities that you've had to get involved with the community and participate in your local markets. Maybe Maria, you can talk about anything that you've been able to do, especially as you've been in multiple locations. We'll get some folks from Birmingham after we hear from you.
Sure, absolutely. So the Austin team specifically is very involved in the community. Some examples of activities that I've participated in directly would include things like volunteering at our Sustainable Food Center, whose mission is to cultivate regenerative food system locally. We also participate in various community events supporting the Hi, How Are You Project, which is a nonprofit that focuses on supporting mental health awareness. So I would say a lot of what we're supporting out here in Austin is very specific to the Austin location, much like a lot of the Birmingham initiatives as well.
Ryan, is there anything that you'd like to share about the participation in community engagement activities here in Birmingham?
I'm really proud of our company. We have a team that is really focused on community engagement, community involvement. It's hard to think of Birmingham without thinking about Regions. And in turn, it's hard not to think about Regions without thinking about Birmingham. So we're certainly very involved, and I anticipate that continuing for a very long time.
Liz, anything that you'd like to share about engagement with the community here in Birmingham?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with Ryan. Having grown up here, I think you see Regions everywhere in their sponsorships and the things that they're involved in Regions Field, where the Barons play, our local minor league team. But something that I think is really neat is each year Regions actually gives each associate what they call What a Difference a Day Makes Day off. You can take a full 8 hours off and go do any type of volunteer work that you want to do. And so the way that my management associate class, so the former HR or the Emerging Talent Program group, gets together each year to use our day together. Last year, we actually went to Jones Valley Teaching Farm in Birmingham, pulled weeds and planted new vegetables that help educate kids on the importance of food and health. So really neat that the company provides that day for us to get out in the community and serve.
It is. It's a really fun time to be able to serve with your coworkers as well. All right, then as we wrap up real quick, I would just love to get each of yours opinion on three quick questions. The first of which is, what advice or recommendations would you have for any junior level college students interested in interning with the HR development program?
If I could add just something really quick, just make sure to make your summer count. Get involved, dive in, be a sponge and soak up the learning so that you can determine if you're on the right track for your employment post-graduation.
To Ryan's point, use your summer wisely. Now is the time to start researching various types of HR roles and begin forming an opinion on which specific area of HR might be of interest to you. I think when I began doing that, and even when I started working in HR at Regions, I was very surprised and excited by all of the different opportunities that existed that maybe I wasn't aware of back when I was in school.
All right, we'll move on to the second to last question. How can students stand out in the recruiting process, especially in this virtual recruiting environment like we have right now? Any advice for the students listening?
Katie, this is Liz. I actually participated in a virtual panel recently that I was amazed at how well it went and how engaged all of the students were. And I think the folks that really stood out to me were those that were asking good questions and actually followed up with me after the panel. They took my contact information and followed up. So I think especially in this virtual recruiting environment, it's really important to foster those relationships, even if that means it's an email versus shaking their hand in person.
I mentioned this earlier, but I think it is so important for each and every one of you to get involved. You make sure that your involvement in your extracurricular activities stands out on your resume. Employers today in 2020, 2021, they don't want to just talk about your GPA. And I'm not saying that that's not important, but they want to know about your project work. They want to know about your different types of internships, your leadership desires, and so on and so forth. So make sure that that stands out on your resume.
One thing I was going to say is a good way to stand out is, you know, don't just go to one career fair. You want to make yourself accessible to multiple different career fairs, multiple different opportunities to speak to people and to show yourself. Same with, you know, in person compared to virtual. You want to look good, you want to feel good, and you want to be on time. So that shows a very good precedent. And then ask good questions, you know, talk about yourself and ask questions about how the interviewer got to where they wanted to be, like their path, because it kind of gives you an insight on how they got to where they are and maybe stuff that you might be doing going into an internship or future job opportunity.
Hey, Katie, this is Kennedy. I just wanted to point out that for students to stand out in the recruiting process, especially in a virtual recruiting environment, would be focusing on your LinkedIn profile as well and just keeping it up to date, as well as making those connections through LinkedIn and continuing with that communication.
And Katie, this is Maria. I'll just kind of round this out by echoing everything that's been mentioned so far and just add to a point that Ryan was making about we want to know more than just what was your GPA and what was your major. I think it's really important to be able to articulate how your prior educational work or extracurricular experience is applicable or has provided a strong foundation for you to potentially be really successful in an HR environment.
Emma and I actually interviewed Justin in the spring, and Justin stood out to me so much, and it wasn't because he had an HR background. He actually, and Justin, I don't want to speak on your behalf, but he started out in engineering. And he kind of explained the story of how he had gotten to this place where he was missing the people piece. And he told a really good story of how he got to where he was interested in HR and what he really wanted to focus on within HR. And so it's not having the experience that's going to be exactly like what you'll be doing in the internship, but really being able to connect the dots on projects and other experiences you've had that will lend itself to the internship. And Justin did a really nice job of doing that.
That was all great advice, but Liz, that's a really valid point. So I think as we talked a little bit earlier about diversity, within the organization. Part of that is diversity of thought as well. So different backgrounds, different majors, different ways to impact our organization is a really great way to stand out. So good point. Thank you for that. The last question, we're going to wrap up, and I want to know from each of you what you like best about your role at Regions. Ryan, you want to get us started?
Sure. This is an easy one for me, Katie. I love leading people. I love coaching people, and I love developing people. So that's what keeps me engaged here at Regions.
Katie, this is Maria. I would say for me in my current role, it's probably being able to make a meaningful impact towards our company's efforts to continuously improve and evolve and get better.
Katie, this is Emma. Being an HRDP, being able to have this opportunity, I know that I'm very fortunate to be in this position. So just during this experience, having the chance to grow and learn so much about Regions as a whole, as well about human resources and what that function looks like and how it supports the rest of the bank. And also while being internal, you know, being able to see the career progression that everybody else has and how Regions really does support your internal mobility and figuring out what the right move for you is and at what time is really reassuring to me as a new hire, feeling confident in my decision to come to Regions and to have them invest in me and in return me invest back so that I can see growth in my career as well.
Hey, Katie, this is Kennedy. I would say the rotational aspect of my role, seeing the development of projects and the collaborative work between the teams within HR, as well as learning different work styles from different associates, that has helped me determine my likes and strengths to be able to utilize those strengths in a role that will be best for me.
Hey, this is Justin. One of my favorite things about my role is very new to the company, so I have a lot of room to grow and to learn more about L&D and the delivery department that I'm working in. I get to sit in on training sessions and see how trainers deliver that learning to associates and see how we can reach more associates. And I get to experience how all that works within the department. So as I go, I'll continue to learn more and more about what my role is. But that's kind of my favorite part, is experiencing that and learning it.
Hey, this is Liz. I think probably what I like most about my role currently with succession management is kind of seeing the full circle impact that it will have down the line on the diversity and inclusion initiatives that we have in the company that are becoming really ingrained in our culture, in hopes that we can get diverse folks at the top of the house. And so that's something that's exciting to me, that down the road, I can say that I participated in that and helped facilitate those conversations.
Thank you so much, everybody. This was just a wealth of knowledge. I love that our students listening today are going to be able to learn from all of you and really have some great takeaways on how to prepare and be ready to move into the HR structure if that's something they're interested in. I can't say thank you enough. Y'all did a great job, and I look forward to including you in the process as we continue to interview and hire great talent into human resources. Thanks so much. Thank you for joining us today and listening to our panel discussion. If you would like additional information about Regions recruiting efforts, connect with us on LinkedIn via the group Regions Bank 2020 Emerging Talent Program Class. You can also visit our website, regions.com/ETP.